Come on. Good job. Hang in there. Hang in there.
Former Austin Corrections Officer Glenn Mays hopelessly clutches his 5-year-old son as his wife videotapes one of young Orion's many seizures. Orion was diagnosed with epilepsy shortly after he was born. He took prescription medication, but it didn't control the seizures, which rendered him exhausted and unconscious.
It's just in those times you don't know, and you watch him sleep. I've watched him sleep. I've stayed awake so many nights watching him sleep.
The Mays are among thousands of families who are waiting for the availability of low-THC marijuana oil that's proven effective in treating seizures. The Texas legislature approved its use in 2015, but the implementation of the new law will take 2 years to complete. Glenn Mays says that's left his family with some difficult choices. Wait and watch his child continue to suffer, or leave Texas for a state where treatment is already available.
I wanted to try some cannabis oil. I got a hold of some cannabis oil. I tried it on my son. It worked amazingly. We almost went 30 days without seizures.
Mays says that when his illegal supply ran out, it hit him. He could lose everything as a corrections officer, husband, and dad if he was caught with the drug in Texas.
I ran out, and when I ran out, I said, we need to get to Colorado ASAP because I'm taking a huge risk. And I don't want to go to jail for giving my son medication.
So Mays quit his job, sent his wife and Orion to Colorado, and began packing up their South Austin home. Mays is a native Texan, but says that he won't consider moving his family back until state lawmakers pass a full medical marijuana bill that allows his son access to all elements of the plant. He says just using CBD oil isn't as effective. Heather Fazio is the Texas political director for the Marijuana Policy Project, which helped pass the 2015 law allowing for the use of CBD oil in Texas. Fazio says the Department of Public Safety is working to license marijuana farmers and set up a drug registry for patients and physicians. But Fazio says going from the prohibition of a substance to regulating it takes time.
The Department of Public Safety has, for decades, only known to arrest people for cannabis. And now what they're looking to do is establish a licensing scheme, really, for the business side of it. However, it is disappointing that patients are having to wait so long to get access to this medicine. And of course, that's not to mention all of the patients that are being left behind because the program is currently so restrictive.
Fazio and the Marijuana Policy Project are now joining forces with some lawmakers, including State Senator Jose Menendez from San Antonio. Menendez plans to file legislation before next year's session that would increase the parts of the marijuana plant that can be dispensed as medication. Menendez also wants to make medical marijuana products legally available to more patients.
If we're compassionate about our kids with epilepsy, as we should be compassionate about people with cancer and cataracts and glaucoma and veterans that are being put on all sorts of opioids when they don't want to be. You know, but I feel like many of them will say in confidence that they feel like, you know, they're being made to be criminals by looking for a better way to treat their problem.
Officials with the Texas Department of Public Safety say they are close to contracting with a tech company that will create the registry of doctors and patients and approve dispensaries for low-THC cannabis oil. But it will be a long wait for patients like Orion suffering from seizures. The cannabis oil treatment probably won't be available to patients in Texas until after the summer of 2017. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.